You mean it, damn you! He reached for the flagon of wine at his elbow, found it empty, and flung it away to shatter against the wall. I'm out of wine and out of patience. Enough of this. Just have it done. I will not be part of murder, Robert. Do as you will, but do not ask me to fix my seal to it. For a moment, Robert did not seem to understand what Ned was saying. Defiance was not a dish he tasted often. Slowly his face changed as comprehension came. His eyes narrowed, and a flush crept up his neck past his velvet collar. He pointed an angry finger at Ned. You are the king's hand, Lord Stark. You will do as I command you, or I'll find me a hand who will. I wish him every success. Ned unfastened a heavy clasp that clutched at the folds of his cloak, the ornate silver hand that was his badge of office. He laid it on the table in front of the king, saddened by the memory of the man who had pinned it on him, the friend he had loved. I thought you were a better man than this, Robert. I thought we had made a nobler king. Robert's face was purple.
Out! He croaked, choking on his rage. Out! Damn you! I'm done with you! What are you waiting for? Go run back to Winterfell and make certain I never look on your face again, or I swear I'll have your head on a spike.